always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabakta, we yada da, we yada da.
Yo, what's good? It's your boy Don Christian, and I am just chilling out. You know what I'm saying? Getting it in, man. Actually, before we even got the show started, I'm chilling with the homie, you know what I'm saying? DJ Delight, we chopping it up. We going in. You know what I'm saying? He's ready. I'm ready. We pumped. We ready to go in, man. And I'm excited about this, man, because it's crazy. I asked him, you know, go ahead, say something, and he starts quoting scriptures, man. And that's what I want to hear when I chop it up with some cats. You know what I'm saying? Scriptures, he's going in. He's ready. He got, I mean, we talking about the topic. We talking about another topic that we could have rocked with. I mean, we just going in, and I'm just excited to have really what I consider one of the pioneers of Christian podcasts ready to go with me, man. And it's exciting to just see what God has been doing with him. He's been doing this for years, going on strong, man. And that's really what it's about. One thing that Wado told me, man, told Frog, is that consistency is what counts. The more consistent that you are, the more people are going to be watching, the more people are going to be listening, and the more people that are going to know about you, man. So that stuck with us. And this is a brother that I see is consistent. You know what I'm saying? He got the top 10 countdowns, which was, you know, I still ain't got one of my songs on there yet. But it's not nothing against him. I probably haven't even sent him the music. You know, I got to make sure I do that, man. But speaking of spending or sending music, what you need to do is make sure you go to yada.king.com and go to the music submissions link. Do that. You know what I'm saying? When you do that, fill out the information correctly. My homie Frog made sure that, you know what I'm saying, he got that stuff together. And that's really what's up, man. I got some more music that I'm going to be playing, a few new tracks. Last week, or the last show, I went all in with brand new joints. Today, you know, I'm going to play some old school cats, some stuff I'm really feeling, you know. And that's how it gets done when you're chilling with the Yada Da King radio host, Don Christian, man. And I love what I'm doing. I love the fact that we continue to get closer to God. Man, and all those that don't know, you can watch this on live stream while the show is going down. You don't want to miss this, man. You know what I'm talking about? Look, we're going to go into this next joint, or the first joint, on Yada Da King Radio by the homie Serene. He's all the way from the UK featuring GP, called The Reason, man. And man, this is a real heartfelt song, man. He's telling the truth, man. So check this out on the Yada Da King Radio. Let's go.
Please hold me. things that you went through. Lord, you endured all the pain and the shame and you suffered for this dude. Nah, man, it's hard to believe at times, especially when this bad boy doesn't shine. My best works are all filthy rags, but I'm saved by grace, so I wave the flag. And I tell it like no other, but I swear they're trying to stay, trying to see what's on the cover. But I say what's on the cover, look, I struggle just to tell my old mother that I love her. It's been a minute since I last hugged her. It's been a minute since I last hugged her. Things just ain't the same, and I'm trying to keep the smile, but I know it's gonna fade up.
What we go through will make us better or small or major.
I know you love me through this pain. I'm not sure I can take this train. I know gold gotta go through flames. Lord, I'm screaming out your name. These walls keep crashing down.
Miss my brother, he moved to LA in the summer. Gonna be there for 3 years. I ain't gonna see him for 3 years. I was marking in my calendar, Xing out the days with my black marker pen. Then finally that day came when I saw his suitcase. Met him at the airport, then he boarded his plane. No, I never did cry, probably just a dry cry, only in the inside. And it's tough trying to get by, cause the only way we talk is only when he's on Skype. He's more than just a brother to me, he's more like a father to me. Cause the dads were never there, man, his father is in Ghana and my dad is somewhere else here. Bruh, God is the father to the fatherless, and you know that his parenthood is marvelous. Great mercy he showed us, once enemies, but he chose us. Look, we deserve death and hell, but in the Lamb's book of life, our names he spells. Nah, we don't deserve it.
We don't.
You know he's perfect.
What we go through will make us better or small or major. Sure, I can take this train. I know gold gotta go through flames. Lord, I'm screaming out your name. These walls keep crashing down, 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 down. The rain keeps pouring down, 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 down. Oh Lord, please hold me down, 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 down. Cause you're the reason I'm here now. He's the reason I'm here now. Christ is the reason.
Yeah, this your boy D Mob, and you rocking with the hotness on Yadada King Radio. Keep it locked. Ha!
Everybody on the left.
Give them crazy praise. Give them crazy praise.
On the right.
Give them crazy praise. Give them crazy praise.
Both sides.
Give them crazy praise. Give them crazy praise.
Unashamed to go loco, go loco, go loco, go loco.
I'm unashamed, so I give them crazy praise. Running all over the place, you think I'm going insane. I can't refrain when I think of the pain he had to take in my place. It came to save the day. He's a hero to my rescue, so I go cowabunga to a pot of Asus. Man, I go loco.
Give them crazy praise, give them crazy praise.
unashamed to go loco. Go loco. Go loco. Go loco.
Yeah, man, I'm going loco. Don't know if I'm my flow in English or Espanol. Porque mi Dios es bueno si siempre. God is good always, he's always faithful.
The maturation available at DreSeniorMusic.com.
To confront the heart issues of every man and woman. You think I'm
dropping November 9th to KingdomCityRecords.com
and iTunes.
I'm proceeding with caution, cause in this world we need to be cautious. Seems like they're making an effort.
Featuring Tadashi, Pro, R. Swift,
One Life,
Sauce Remix, and Pastor 83.
Dre Senior,
November 9th.
The maturation.
Trials in life, hard times, and confusion, they last only a season.
The favor of God, though, is a lifetime.
MyJoyInTheMorning.wordpress.com
has a daily devotional.
Joy comes as you awaken and seek God.
Visit today, giving God just seconds of your morning
so he can open up hours of your day.
Also available is our 31-day devotional.
Someone to a ministry that sows into your life.
Visit
MyJoyInTheMorning.wordpress.com and hear from God today.
Yo, that was the homie Jay Glenn. I had to play the song because he's talking about praise. And you know what we do on Yada Da King? We give him crazy praise, man. Look, I got the homie, you know what I'm saying? DJ Delight with me. DJ Delight, say what's good to all the podcast people, man.
What's cracking, my fam out there? What's going on? Glad to be here, man. What you done?
Man, it's so good to be with you too, man. Look, check it out. This is what I want to ask you. We start the shows off like this on purpose. I love to get people to know what God has took you from, you know what I'm saying, how God has kept you in your life. Really, I want people to know what your testimony is all about, man.
Wow. it's pretty extensive, man. Basically, in a nutshell, and I'll just sum it up, man, I came from pretty much a, you know, music has always been a big part of my life. Some people will look at some pictures on my Facebook. In case you go there, some homeboys of mine been posting some pictures from back in the day.
Yeah.
But music, I was a part of several different. Man, I began singing, man. Like when I was like, and I sing. For those that don't know, I also sing. But I was like singing ever since I was like 6 years old in the church choir. You know what I'm saying? And was raised around music. Music was on all the time. And then when I really, like, really found out that it was like really something I could do, I was like right in my high school year. And when I started high school, and I was a part of like several different singing groups throughout the next coming like years, from the time I was like 15 to the time I was like 21, 22 years old. And each one of those groups, it was like, and I was singing R&B music, by the way. And each one of those groups, man, it was like I would get to a certain level of success that, like, I was there. You know what I'm saying? I was, like, in the door, and they would bottom out. This happened, like, on three different occasions, and each time it got bigger and bigger. And so I was like, wow. I'm like, you know, what's going on? Here it is. I'm at the pinnacle of where a lot of people would want to be. But this isn't happening. It seemed like this door is not opening up. And I kept wondering in myself, I would ask people this question all the time. It was like men of God that I trusted. I was like, do you think God wants you singing this music? You know, I would just ask that question, and it would always come up. And nobody would ever give me an answer. It was like, they would be like, man, that's between you and God. He don't want to have to show yet. And so the last opportunity that I had, man, it was like I said, there was a lot of great things that had opened up for me and the group that I was with. And at this time in my life, I was in college, and I pretty much, man, I had made up my mind that, you know, college was not important. I was going to make this music. We were going to do this thing. But, man, I really started desiring God. I really was hungry for God. And in the midst of it, man, all of this stuff happening, God was like, don't do it. I felt it very, very clearly. And he was telling me to lay it all down for the kingdom. And, dude, it's like when I made that decision, there was like a level of peace that I experienced that I had never experienced before. You know what I'm saying? When I sacrificed it. And I was content to never do music ever again. Never. I was like, I was done, you know. And music had become an idol. It was like I woke up to it. I went to bed with it. You know, I watched BET all day long, had earphones on all day long. It had become an idol. And I believe that, like I said, God wanted me to lay that thing down and sacrifice it. And so when I made that choice, bro, it's like everything just opened up for me. Like, it's just, I'm saying, I experienced God on a level that I had never experienced him before.
Yeah.
And really got born again, you know what I'm saying? Grew up very religious, but had never really experienced and got to know God. And so, like I said, when I made this decision, it just changed everything. So, lo and behold, after all this was over, people could tell you, man, in college, I was literally, if you needed music, I had it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I really wasn't officially a DJ at the time, but I had everything you would want. I had a collection that was off the chain. And basically, when I got saved, man, that stuff went in the trash. I threw it all away.
Wow. Praise God.
Because I realized that it was a stronghold, you know what I'm saying? And I had to lay that stuff completely down. And I knew God delivered me. Because one day I turned on BET, and I didn't know a single person that was on there. And before that, I could tell you every group, every person. But when I turned it on, like maybe 7 or 8 months afterwards, I didn't know a single person.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, God, you did a work in me. So a little after that, man, somebody gave me my first Christian hip-hop project by a group called Dynamic Twins.
Yep.
And I was like, see, these cats are rapping about God.
Wow.
And I was like, is this even possible? I was like, is this even possible? So, man, basically after that, you know, I went and I found out, I said, where can I get more stuff like this? And found, you know, Family Christian Store, and started going. That's when the rap section was like one little row, you know?
Yeah.
And I bought like every one of the CDs. There, like 5 or 6 of them. I bought all of them. You know what I'm saying? And that's how my collection just started building. And from there, there was an event that took place in my city called Praise in the Park. And I was helping with the event. And they were like, man, we need a DJ. It was like around 95, 96. They were like, we need a DJ. And I was like, well, I got some music. You know, I was like, I can help, you know. And so, man, I'll never forget, I went to the music store, got me a mixer, got me 2 CD players, and bam, that's how I became a DJ, bro.
Wow.
Just from that event. And from there, God just started blessing and just started opening up doors, and it is what it is today, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I really believe, man, that God has used what I call DJing, what I do with the music. To me, it's the big seed sack that God has given me, man, to plant into so many of these artists' lives. But I know when the time comes, whenever I decide that I want to get into the artist side of it, I have a lot of good ground and a lot of good soil planted, you know, a lot of these artists that I've promoted.
Yeah.
And that's my heart, man, is that I just want to promote these cats because they're doing excellent work. And I believe that they should be promoted, man. So that's kind of, like I said, been the heart of the reason why I DJ. Is to definitely see, you know, the genre and the artists that are in the genre given an opportunity to allow the gift that God has given them to come to the forefront. So
Man,
that's a little bit where I came from, bro.
Cool, man. Look, check it out. What we're going to do is we're going to run to this song on Yada Da King Radio from the homie Reason. The song is called Lack the Reason. It got like a nice little jazzy feel to it, man. So we're going to hop into that real fast on Yada Da King Radio.
Lack the Reason. Yeah, the way we get down. So good. Check it out. I wonder, what does life mean to you? What do you do on a daily basis to make your dreams come true? I know you probably want to be a big star, drive a big car, but the lack of knowledge won't take you far. But let me tell you what this industry does. Get in your mind, baby, plus it hypes you up. They make you believe the things that you know that you're not. Following after the dough with the negative flow, it's best you stop. Let me break it down, plain and simple. Ain't no need for no fly metaphors and hype one-liners. My words cut deep over low-key instrumentals. When you press stop, it's still playing in your mind.
You know that's right.
That's how you know it's the truth. I'm introducing to the youth. Just give it a while and you will see the fruit. Until then, I guess it's like Marcus Garvey, a man without knowledge, like a tree without roots. Yeah.
They lack the reason when they stay. They lack the reason when they open your mouth and they say what's real. They lack the reason when they give it and fight.
Have
they have no love.
They open lack the reason for lies.
They lack the reason when they stay.
Time for a change.
When they open your mouth and they say what's real. They lack the reason when they give it and fight.
Hey yo, this is real spittin', you know that? Because I ain't doing this just to sell a product. I'm still on the ground cultivating my craft. So when you hear me for the first time, you look back and say I did my best in the past. Wanna be there for you. I make music that will do more than just move you. I wanna be the reason you make something of your life. Not just sound good on the mic, I'll introduce you to Christ. You say that's nice, but I should separate God and the mic. God's the only reason I ever picked up the mic. The only reason why I keep on living this life.
Done, listen here.
When I'm done, you'll forget the skills. But don't forget the message of the man who keeps in line with the holy passage.
Right.
I keep it real even without the mass appeal. I never sell out for a record deal.
And that's for real.
Every single word that I utter, I do my best to uplift while others drag under. And if you're feeling the words that I say, it's time for action and no more slumber. This is a game for most MCs today. Sit back on one hit and boast. This is a lifestyle, I lack no reasoning. I do what I gotta, all you gotta do is keep on listening. Yeah.
It's your boy, Mr. We Fit, K-Drama, and you checking out Don Christian and Frog on Yada Da King Radio.
Yeah, 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 let's go.
When I turn my life up, my identity is crisis. I'm mapped off the 13 letters, I'm righteous. My kingdom people gon' like this. The metamorphosis got me cleaner than your ISIS. Illumination is an everyday process. All world redeemed with Jesus in the cockpit. For meek and milk behind the glory. The moment of truth, open the book and find the story. Rewind the incredible walk. And I speak the body language, it's an edible talk. Cause he rocked the cross and these nails. Real talk after the music, stop rebel. Jehovah, don't your iPod to your overdose to get close to my God. Jehovah, don't your iPod to the Holy Ghost, get you close to my God.
Jehovah, don't me, no, you really won't do. 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 Jehovah, don't me, no, you really won't do.
ya. You hear the sound, now it's time to stand up. This is kingdom business, so I brung the band out. Man down in the fight of my life, my hero, incredible, we gotta be Christ. Still standing here with no bandage, the gospel was put on your brain with no danger. And when I show that light with a bold white life, I'ma glow like Christ. Live my life by the stereo system. When I turn up the volume, they staring and listening. And when you people miss niggas and I dies, cause of Christ in their life, the speakers and I buy.
Jehovah dose your iPod to your overdose to get close to my God. Jehovah dose your iPod to the Holy Ghost, get you close to my God.
Jehovah dose me, know you really want to. 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 Jehovah dose me, know you really want to.
So when you drop your kid off, I'm aiming with the gospel to pop they lid up. I rock with Kid Moss, DJ B.A. Oh, yeah. Speaking body language when he say, we say. Replay the dope, stop the doc on DJ. Off the top rope like Nacho Libre. I preach life like DJ Wado. With the ham sandwich on your DJ table. Haunting your life through the holy culture. Urban reverb with Jehovah Dosha. Ain't no secular checking the boys hot. And I'm after the anthem, secular boy guy.
Come on.
What are you listening to? You have 5 seconds. Download your iPod. You heard the name
Jehovah Dios, me know you really want to.
Time to be proactive.
Jehovah Dios, me know you really want to.
Guard your eyes.
Jehovah Dios, me know you really want to.
Guard your ears.
Jehovah Dios, me know you really want to.
And watch your
mouth. Jehovah Dios, me know you really want to. Jehovah Dios, me know you really want to.
It's the race against the machine.
Jehovah Dios, me know you really want to.
Come on.
Jehovah Dios, me know you really want to.
Let's go.
Jehovah Dios, your iPod to Jehovah Dios to get close to my God. Jehovah Dios, your iPod to the Holy Ghost, get you close to my God.
Jehovah Dios, me know you really want to. 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 Jehovah Dios, me know you really want to.
Now that was the homie Q Heen the Redeemed. Yeah, I see you in the chat room too. He's live with us on the live stream. You could have joined us. That song is called Jehovah Dose. And you know, Q Heen, I really want to get on the remix, man. I want to do a remix with Seattle on that joint. You know, we're gonna put some cash from Seattle on there. Let us know what's good. You know, we got Willie Will in the chat room. We can make it happen, Captain. But yeah, we here with DJ Delight, chilling, man, getting it in. We have Frog chime in on the live stream as well. He's doing well. His newest daughter, we actually got to see her. She's doing great. Thank you once again for all your prayers. It really helped him and his family and us here at Yada That King Radio, man. It's tough to see anybody go through some tough times with their child, man. And I'm just glad that we could stand in the gap with prayer. And yo, DJ Delight, man, we've been talking a little bit about you DJing. You did say how you got into DJing, but let me ask you this. Why do you DJ? On top of that, why are you a Christian DJ?
Man, the reason why I do it is because one thing I know God called me to do it. So that's, you know, if he calls you to do something, it's kind of like a no-brainer, you know what I'm saying? It's like, yes, sir, if you want me to do it, I'll do it. And that's definitely part of it, is that I know it's more than just something I do. It's a calling. It's something that he's put in my life to do. And the reason why I do Christian, do Christian side of it is just because I believe totally, man, in that, you know, only what you do for Christ is going to last. And to me, I wouldn't have it no other way. It would be hard for me to promote any other type of music, even though I like other types of music. You know what I'm saying? I just don't all listen to, you know, gospel, Christian music like 24/7. I think somebody asked that earlier in the chat room, what other music I listen to. I listen to jazz. You know, I like a lot of old-time Motown stuff. But if I have my rappers, at the end of the day, I'm going to be bumping some Christian hip-hop.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Or I'm going to be bumping some urban gospel, because that's what turns my heart and enables me to really see the kingdom of God manifested. And plus, I believe in the people who are doing it. You know what I'm saying? So between those two things, man, I know God has called me to do what I do. And he's definitely shown that it is, because, like I said, the amount of fruit that has come out of it. And at the same time, like I said, I wouldn't have it any other way. I wouldn't be promoting anything. It would be really hard for me to promote anything else, because I believe in what I promote, which is cats who are demonstrating Christ through Christian hip-hop, urban gospel music.
Man, that's what's up. Now, let me ask you this. What are some of the challenges in being a Christian DJ, running the show, and with all the stuff that you do? What are some of the most challenging things for you?
I think that's a good question, man. I think the biggest challenge is when you're really trying to promote this music to people in the body of Christ, and you really get this a lot more. You get more so from people who are of the older generation, and a little bit from, you know, it's really sad, even you get some people from the generation that I'm from, who will kind of look at the music and they'd be like, I don't really know how to accept it. You know what I'm saying? It's like, yeah, they almost like their mind is so in tune with the stuff that's on the secular level, and they listen to the secular stuff.
Right.
Trying to be a Christian and living and hearing, and not saying, I'm not knocking anybody to listen to secular music at all. So please don't assume that that's the case for all those who are listening. But what I'm saying is, it's just like with anything, you are, as the old proverbial saying, you are what you eat. Well, I believe you are also what you meditate on. If you spend your time meditating on stuff that's full of death, that's not promoting the things that you as a believer have called yourself to want to walk out, then it's almost like choking out the life that God is wanting to invest in you. So my mindset is, I would rather be focusing and promoting on something that I know is going to encourage who I am as a believer, rather than walking in something that's going to take me away from that. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So my thing is, I think a lot of times, but as far as the question that you asked and the challenge that comes, is that trying to present what we have, what we do as, you know, Christian MCs, artists, DJs, whatever, and promoting it to a church community who hasn't fully determined that they're going to embrace it. You know what I'm saying? I always say what we do as far as the Christian hip hop, urban gospel side, I call us we're like the funny stepchild right now in music, because the church, and God knows we've come a long way, bro, and I'm really excited. We've come a long way. We got a long way to go. But the thing is, I think what's happened is they look at us, the world looks at us and like, man, y'all just a cheap, y'all trying to be a cheap knockoff of what we are. And the church is like, well, y'all trying to be like the world, but y'all putting Christ in it. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
we're like in the middle. We're in the middle, and we're still trying to prove ourselves. You know what I'm saying? That's why, and like I said, I think in the last few years, we've come a long way. And I can definitely tell you that this year, I think, has been a tremendous year of Christian hip-hop music really being and going where it can be. Because, okay, you have Lecrae's album that's been number one in the gospel Christian Billboard charts for the last going on 10 weeks. That's never happened with a Christian hip hop album,
right,
ever. We've had them maybe last for maybe a week or two, and then something else replaced it. But we're talking 10 weeks consistently. And that really, to be honest with you, when it came out, the week it came out, Rehab was number one for 2 weeks. And then Ty Tribbett's album that came out and replaced it, and it only sells at number two. And then the following week, it was back at number one, and it's been back ever since for the last 10 weeks. So that's letting me know, this is from a genre that doesn't get radio airplay. This is from a genre that people just kind of like, you know. So I'm like, we're making headway, man, in a place where I think a lot of times people have turned the doors away from us because they don't take what we do seriously.
Yeah.
And I think God is turning that. But that's really the biggest challenge, man, is that people really don't take what we do seriously. You know what I'm saying? They don't really, and I've heard it from so many different people, executives in radio, man, that they say, well, this genre, it just don't sell. And I'm like, y'all don't want to give it the opportunity to sell, because in your mind you believe, and this is the bottom line, man. My pastor said this years ago, and it's kind of like something that I just continually said to people. The biggest move, the biggest hindrance to a move of God is the former move, because people don't want to change.
Oh my goodness! You heard the gunshots. We had to bring them out. Go ahead, DJ Delight. Keep telling them, man. What's good?
So, you know, like I said, I just think that, you know, what happens is, man, we get in the mindset, man, where we don't want to, and even us who are Christian hip hop heads and people that love the urban stuff, if our kids find something new, are we going to be like turned off against it and be like, well, this is just, we don't know about that. So that's something, even us, we got to make sure our hearts are open, because you just don't know, man. It's like things will change, you know. But I think, like I said, we're kind of the new kid on the block, and we're still trying to prove ourselves. But it's come a long way, man, and I'm really excited to see what God's going to do in the future with it. And I'm just anticipating great things.
Man, no, that's good info, man. A lot of times people hear all about the good stuff. Sometimes I want to, you know, prep somebody that say, hey, I want to be a Christian DJ. I want to do this. You know, what are some of the challenges that you're going to face? Sometimes we got to talk about that and not be like, oh, yeah, it's going to be great. You're going to go through this. You know, man, it's going to be wonderful. God's going to use you. But remember, when God uses you, there's going to be some challenges that come with that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So, and you said it earlier, man, that I really want to reiterate is the consistency. That you have to be determined no matter what it looks like. If you know this is something that God is placing your heart to do, no matter how it looks, I've been in situations where I've been called to DJ at a youth event, and we're talking about in a church. And I start playing the music, and they looking at me like, these kids looking at me like I'm crazy. Like, man, dog, you ain't got no Jay-Z? You ain't got no, and I'm like, no. And first of all, we in the church, so even if I did have Jay-Z, I wouldn't be playing in the church.
Yeah.
It just blows my mind. I'm like, okay, now you a church kid at a church function. You come with me asking me if I got Jay-Z? What's wrong with this picture? So that's definitely something that you have to be prepared for, man, is that, you know, a lot of these kids, they've been victims of this secular music that's kind of positioned them to kind of, and basically to me, I think it's just breeding ground for the enemy, because they'll be like, that's not how hip hop supposed to sound. That's corny, that's whack. But you know, like I said, the stuff that's out now that God has really been raising up, I will put it up against any secular stuff any day.
Man, so you hear from the homie DJ Delight. He's saying we can match up with the secular, man. And we're going to go to this song right now by Pro featuring Brother Tone called Bow Down. Because that's what we all got to do, is bow down to the king of them all. You dig? And his name is Jesus. Let's get it.
Let me tell him who we rap for.
Hey, yo, we represent the king. Let them know that Christ is the name. Act like you know what I'm saying. I hear everybody.
This morning a song, kiss the pinky ring. Listen, man, you get where you belong. Christ is the king, pimpin', bow to the name.
Yeah,
one who really reign, crush your peanut brittle frame.
Come on,
homie, say hard, but I think he really soft. And no, you not a boss, synonym for Terry Carp.
Yeah,
I wet with every pound, scream it out loud. I never bow down to your Burger King crown. God is my master, no label, no rapper. Alpha and Omega, number four, none after.
Nope.
I never back down from none of y'all here. Only one that I fear, do I make myself
feel? Hey, yo, we represent the king. Let them know that Christ is the name. Act like you know what I'm saying. I hear everybody.
The one who made the days
beige, yellow blues, and the shades of gray. Eternally existing while everything else is fade away. Showed us grace in amazing ways. Left his throne and became a slave. We was lost in our sin under judgment until he saved the day. Made me go put them sprays away. Took the eyes of blazing hate. He paved the way for me to have solid rest like it's Labor Day. That's why I hit the beat, screaming Christ is our Prince of Peace. Addressing our confession, I rep the rock like a Memphis Bleak. But not the label, I rep the rock of the ages. He scooped and shaped us and made us through truth, he saved and forgave us. It's proof that Christ is our savior, check the lifestyle, man. We heard the news and bowed our knees and watched our lifestyles change. See, you asking me why you should bow, the truth is very grim. If you trying to live without him, then your chance is very slim. He was crucified, carried, and left the grave that he was buried in. You say you believe, well, he won't fruit like
yo, we represent the king. Let them know that Christ is the name. Act like you know what I'm saying. Now everybody, saying I everybody
yo, what's poppin', it's your man Pro, and you can catch me on Yada Da King Radio. Get at us.
Yada Da King Radio.
Authentic, the genuine article. Ill with my logic, call me illogical. I am the son that never was prodigal. My inheritance is absolutely phenomenal. Don't get upset when you're not up there with me. Dismiss your counselor, get some kingdom therapy. I guarantee that would bring you some clarity. And yes, I mean that with all sincerity. Millionaire, kingdom heir, I'm a hot commodity. Blessed beyond belief, man, that's all that I know how to be. Years of hard work, you won't get no nonsense out of me. You are the common rule and I am the anomaly. And it's only because of who I keep inside of me. Yes, that bless the Holy Spirit leading, guiding me. Chucktown, South Cadillac is where I'm from. It's the takeover, homie, let me show you how it's done.
He gotta be wrong, he gotta be gritty. When you fight principalities, it can't be pretty. I am Gideon, everybody can't rock with me. I'm a warrior for God, take over your city. I wish you would, I wish you would, I wish you would take over your city. I wish you would,
yeah.
I wish you would,
okay.
I wish you would take over your city.
This my town, this my city, we put it down. It ain't pretty, it ain't 50 goons with tools who dare tell you different. It ain't many dudes who choose the life that we living. I be spitting jewels, these fools would rather hear 50. Any sense you would ask for your cash back? Devil hurting who? Them the statements that we laugh at. You can't deny the truth, you can crash on the fast track. Ultimately you lose, we ducking out like Affleck. I put my stock in Christ, not the Dow Jones or Nasdaq. You looking for the life, turn around like a flashback. Here, take this easy path to get you on the right track. You can bring your boys to a cool with the men in black. Duggan don't shake me, it made me a sharper cat. Took the block of rules, applied Christ, now a power pack. I can't play with time, that's something you can't holler back. Daylight can't save you even when they take an hour back. You feeling that?
It gotta be wrong, it gotta be gritty. When you fight principalities, it can't be pretty. I am Gideon,
the streets back. Piercing airwaves and ground loops like feedback. Victory is guaranteed, someone say I cheat cat. Power in the tongue, there's a weapon with my teeth at. Blessings of the Lord make us rich, I repeat that. But I'd rather show you hands down, I could beat less. Devil knows I'm busting heads every time the beat snap. Till that trumpet blow like God's bringing the beat back. I'm his image, he ain't like mine. A big difference, I'm gonna see it in a lifetime. Link up with God, it'll benefit your lifeline. A hot, I dilate pupils when my light shines. Put on some shades if you can't stand the rays, homie. Sunshine like I'm carrying the day. Phony rappers leading God's sheep astray. So I'm here to show them Christ. Be the truth, lead the way. Lead the way.
I wish you would, I wish you would, I wish you would take over your city. City.
Hey yo, what's up?
Yo, what's up?
What? Christian hip hop has emerged.
Hello.
Define what is hip hop.
Yo.
The real hip hop.
Ladies and gentlemen,
get ready.
Has emerged.
What you waiting for? Let's go.
DesundaTheSouth.com,
the online source for holy hip hop.
This is the one.
League CD reviews,
the latest news,
and your very own community profile.
Are you DesundaTheSouth.com,
where you can shop the hip hop music store with free music downloads.
There's free music.
Listen to Christian Hip Hop Radio.
Watch videos on the TV network.
And more.
And more.
And more.
At
TheSouth.com.
TheSouth.com.
You know who it is?
TheSouth.com. The life in hip hop.
California.
West Coast rapping.
West Coast fire is now online.
Online.
Live online.
A new gospel hip hop site. Ripping the West Coast. With the fattest gospel hip hop.
The hottest videos 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, you feel me?
Video chat rooms.
Online community.
And most of all,
yo, turn it up.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Log on to WestCoastFire.com now.
Streaming online at
WestCoastFire.com. The dopest music resource on the West Coast.
West Coast.
West Coast. WestCoastFire.com.
Man, that was the homie Richie Righteous featuring the Rich Boys. And he said, I wish you would take over your city. And guess what? It is possible, because all things are possible with Jesus Christ, man. And, man, we're going to hop into a topic, man. I'm actually going to the Facebook page right now. The topic is, can Christians be demon-possessed, man? And I'm gonna let the homie DJ Delight share what he has to say about this right here.
Yeah, man. First of all, you know, for those that don't, you know, I know there's a lot of, you know, debates, a lot of doctrinal issues that come up, but demons are real. I mean, first of all, I just say that they are real. Something I was sharing with the homie Dom before we got on the air, a man of God once said this. They asked him this topic, you know, about, you know, can a Christian have a demon, and the man of God basically kind of paused and he said, man, I'm gonna be honest with you, a Christian can have whatever they have faith for. and what his whole point in saying that was this, is that we as believers, when Jesus, when he died, when he was resurrected, and when he ascended, the one thing that he left us with was some one of the most powerful things that nobody had on the earth until he accomplished the will of the Father. He gave us something called authority.
Yeah.
And with authority comes the understanding of knowing that the enemy cannot perpetrate anything on you that you don't allow him to. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
People don't realize what Jesus really did to the enemy when he defeated death, hell, and the grave. He put the enemy in a chokehold, an eternal chokehold, and said, you can't cross this line no more. Now, nothing in God is automatic, so I'm just going to say that first and foremost. Nothing in God just happens by circumstance. We have to lay hold of every promise that God has given us. And one of the things, like I said, when he left, when Jesus left the earth, he gave his disciples, which is us, he gave us that mandated authority to walk like he walked in the earth. And you see how Jesus dealt with devils. He told them fools to shut up. You know what I'm saying? And he hadn't even completed the full work. And if I was telling my man Don in the scripture, you see the disciples going out two by two, and they had been given that delegated authority that Jesus gave them. These cats were casting out demons, and they wouldn't even say.
Yeah.
Now, how much more we in the kingdom, Jesus then did everything that he gonna ever do by fulfilling everything that God had called him to do by offering himself as a sacrifice. He's redeemed us. He's given us that authority. So, to me, bottom line is this. There is no reason for a demon to possess you. But, let's just say, if you open that door and you allow yourself to be moved and motivated by things that you know are taking you away from God, if you allow, basically what you're doing is you sitting down and you letting the enemy place chains on you that you don't really need to have on you. It's just like if an officer stopped to rob a guy in a full robbery, and he gave the guy his gun and said, "Okay, Mr. Criminal, I'm at your beck and call, whatever you say." That was kind of stupid, because this sheriff is the authority who can stop this crime, would rather stop the crime. He's giving his weapon over to the enemy and saying, "Now you do whatever you want to do with me." That's the same way to me. I believe that a Christian can be that would allow a demonic presence in their life, is that you basically submit yourself to that thing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But apart from that, there's no way a demonic spirit can just come in and take your life over. You know what I'm saying? You have to literally yield yourself to that thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I just that's the whole thing to me, man, that I think it comes down to understanding who we are in Christ. If you understand who you are in Christ, the enemy can't lie to you, because that's really all he has is a lie. You know what I'm saying? He's the father of lies. So if he can sit here and begin telling you, man, you nobody, you nothing, you know what I'm saying? But if you know that the scripture has already promised you that you're more than a conqueror from him who loves you, if you understand the scripture that says that, you know, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, if you come to an understanding of knowing those things, you can't be lied to and you can't be stolen from. But that's it. The only way that the enemy can possess you, oppress you, suppress you, all that kind of stuff, is if you begin to believe a lie and allow your lifestyle to line up with that lie.
Yeah.
So now that's my take on it, bro.
Now, you brought up some good words. You said, we asked, is it possible to be possessed? You also brought up, what is the other words that you said that are similar to possessed? Oppressed?
You could be oppressed. Right. Or basically suppressed. Oppression usually is something that basically, with anything, you gotta understand how the enemy works. The enemy attacks the mind, you know what I'm saying? And so a lot of times, possession, the prelude to someone being fully possessed with a demonic experience, a lot of times it starts with oppression.
Come on.
Because their mind has to be to a point where it's like it's been so invaded with these lies that pretty soon it's basically becoming a situation where it's no longer in their mind, but it's been dropped down into their heart, into their spirit. And that's when it becomes really dangerous, man, because, you know, it's like you just basically, like I said, you've yielded yourself, your entire members, to the enemy. You know what I'm saying? And most of the time, like I said, in my dealing, you know, I've dealt with only maybe, you know, and I have been in situations where I've seen people who were so-called believers, and they had a demonic presence manifested. But most of the time, when people are in a situation, like I said, it's the flip side where they're so oppressed by the lies of the enemy that they basically allow themselves to be put in these shackles and chains unnecessarily. You know what I'm saying? So most of the time, it's not going to be a situation where you see somebody and they, you know, coughing up blood or, you know, saying, you know, speaking in a guttural voice or anything like that. But like I said, it can be a situation where they allow themselves to be victim of the lies of the enemy. And that's a scary situation to be in, man, because basically the word has almost become a whisper. You know, you try to minister to them, but it's like they've allowed the lies to be so much louder in their heart than the truth of God's word. Those are people that it really... It can be a challenge to minister to them, But, you know, we have a promise from God, man. The blood of Jesus can set anybody free that wants to be free. You know what I'm saying?
Now what you said, though, is key, is because there's a difference between oppression and possession. Possession is something mm-hmm. that comes from inside of you. Oppression is coming from the outside.
Correct.
At my church, we were actually reading a story on, or we were studying on this possession, the exact same thing. And a man of God by the name of Morris Cirillo, I would encourage y'all to read some of his books. The man is actually, I think he's Jewish, man, but he's a man of God, bona fide. And he just talks about the differences. Now, as DJ Delight said, it's impossible. This is what we got to remember. If God is living inside of you, in his word, he says, I have no fellowship with darkness. So if God is mm-hmm. inside of you, if God is really inside of you, then the devil can't be inside of you as well. That's not
right.
That's not going to work. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Because the word of God says he has no fellowship with darkness. Even when his son had to take on sin, God had to turn his back and his face from him because he has nothing to do with that. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But when you continue to grieve the Holy Spirit, let's say if you're a Christian and you continue to grieve the Holy Spirit, what you're doing is the Holy Spirit's not leaving you, or God's not leaving you. You're leaving God. And once you do mm-hmm. that, you're vulnerable for demon possession to take place.
Yep.
You know, and it's like this. We hear, just because you go to church, that doesn't make you saved. I say that like once a show, just so people know, right? Just because you're going to church, just because you're kicking it with Christians and you're reading your word and all that, that doesn't make you saved. What makes you saved is when you have a relationship with God. When you have that relationship with God, what happens is you'll be obedient to his voice. Now, we hear about all these conferences and, man, it's actually a known fact that when there's a certain Christian conference in a certain area, that's the highest point of pornography going on in this vicinity. The people know that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So what does that tell me? That tells me they've given themselves over to grief. They grieve the Holy Spirit so much, so now they are giving themselves over to these demonic spirits to take over their body. As DJ Delight said, we have authority, we have dominion over any demonic spirit. Our job as Christians is to cast those down. You know what I'm saying? Not with our hands, but with the word of God, with the blood of Jesus. That's the only way that it works, because we saw that, as DJ Delight was talking about, they went out, they casted them out. But we also saw some other cats that tried to do it, and since they didn't have God in them, the demons smacked them up, man. So what we got to remember is we got to have that word living in us. Go ahead, DJ.
No, man, that's real. And the bottom line, you said, it's like the only way that you can do anything, you have to do it by the power of God. You know what I'm saying? So when we're talking about, you know, casting a demon out or anything, it's not by some 12-step process, or it's strictly by the name of Jesus and the blood of the Lamb. You know what I'm saying? And that's real. And you have to, like you said, man, you hit the nail right on the head, man, when you were talking about relationship. You know, if you don't know Christ, it's going to be hard for you to operate in his stuff. You know what I'm saying? It's not just, we're not talking theory. We're not talking, you know, something that's of the head. We're talking about something that's of the heart. You know what I'm saying? You have to have that relationship with him and know how he walks so that you can walk in the same way.
Yeah.
And it's just vital, man. It's vital just to be in that situation if it ever comes up. I've had several instances where, you know, we were in that situation and a demonic presence manifested.
Yeah.
And we couldn't start quoting just, you know, all these theological things. You know what I'm saying? It has to be based on the person of Christ that I knew.
Yeah.
That I was able to deal with this situation. And, you know, that's what it comes down to. But no, don't put yourself in a situation. I would just encourage people, don't put yourself in a situation where you're bound, because God didn't create you to be bound by anything. You know what I'm saying?
Man, that's...
He created you to be an overcomer and a conqueror in him over any circumstance and situation. So that's the key thing, is don't allow yourself to be put in a situation where anything has authority over you, but you have authority over it.
Can I get an amen?
Hey, man, I need an amen out there, man. But look, this is what we're going to do. We're going to go to this next song by Sharp Skills called The Mountain Movement. And we're going to move anything that ain't of God in front of us in our lives. Amen. Let's get it in.
Never give them leather whenever I'm licking letters. Who's a iller the skiller? Now I'm sicker than ever. I can sneeze with the cheese and cough with the boss. It's leak life in a game. Why they draw and they cough and spend this calling? It's awesome. My baller will give the cross in. Shake foes out of their clothes. The flows lost them. A new weapon. Exposed to grow God's men. Spit mocks, my wristwatch. Fam, it's all gems, and it's all him. Got me in some tall Tims. This is the making of David, leaving a star slim. Sending enemies up a creek with no Dawson. Pinning with East for the week so they can draw strength. The road is rough, but I'm getting rough, yeah. The road is tough, but I'm getting tough, yeah. Say what you gotta say, say do what you gotta do, do. But the mountains in my way, man, they gotta move, move. They gotta move, hey, they gotta move. Move, hands to the sky if you know they gotta move, move. What they gotta move, hey, they gotta move, move. Hands to the sky if you know they gotta move. I'm out of space with the rhythm, lakes in the writtens with life making the killing, cause where I'm taking the spitting out of. Afraid of the snakes and they venom, take them and sit them in their place, cause the faith that I'm wielding breaks down the villain. Learn from the past and the present, passing the stress, and as I bask in his presence, man, I'm asking them questions, advancing his essence that leads to some passion and stepping sharper, blasting a weapon like I'm acting the West, and the cat is a veteran, no gas, I'm in the raptures from heaven. You can keep the six shooter, man, I'm clapping, I'm seven. I'm after my brethren for the one who dispatched the 11. Serious about his business, cause the math is aggressive. I'm laughing at threats and they melting like wax in the desert. They traps us and dress up, trying to paint green and grass and suggestions. But I'm fast with the lessons and I smash with discretion. And I won't sleep till I'm in my casket and rest. The road is rough, but I'm getting rough again. The road is tough, but I'm getting tough again. Say what you gotta say, say do what you gotta do, do. But the mountains in my way, man, they gotta move, move. They gotta move, hey, they gotta move, move. Hands to the sky if you know they gotta move, move. What they gotta move, hey, they gotta move, move. Hands to the sky if you know they gotta move. Yo, mama, the genres, this is mobs, it's lasagna. Don't get more gangster than that poppin' imposters. I get low, that's my pocket for popper. Paying dues in this game cost to the rocker. Dog, this game is a giant tossing a rock up. It costs though to throw when the forehead is more red. Got my staff playing its part because the flow's red. Now let's speed it up, folks, because the slow's dead. Get it done when I'm on the mic, cause I hold the light and the flow is tight. Like, show you right. Backhand snakes just like throw the mic. Gotta watch out for the cobra vice. Tryna have you looking slow like strobe to light. I'ma show them how slow to fight. Let them pop, now stop with Jehovah's mic. Seen in a way that's oversight. And I spit when I live in a phony light. Heat when I speak, cause it's cold at night. Get a fire in the fire and they on the right path. Know they like that, bone the right, that bone to fight. Back, go to five, back. Get him with a tennis, hit him with a vision. Living for the mission, and it's over like that. Oh.
Got it tuned in
to Yada the King Radio.
In the wings of the Savior, so she'll be fly forever. So you and I becoming one is the new math. Yeah. These others live for spring break, they got no class. None. She don't live off sight, she got that blind faith. And when we walk together, it's called a blind date. Yeah. I don't play games, I took you off the sidelines. These other dudes are watchers, they just trying to
buy time.
We could be more, lady, we could be more. We could be more, lady, we could be more.
Clap, you make a brother wanna sing. Step, you make a brother wanna sing.
We can be more, lady, we can be more. We can be more, lady, we can be more. I remember when you caught my eyes, I was gazing. You were such a beautiful Portuguese creation. Hey, I can tell you, son, made no raisins. I was thinking we could be more like the Ravens. Couple years later, we best friends and partners. Playing on the same team, baby, two starters. This marriage is amazing, it's still getting better yet. And we can always be more, boo, never less.
Girl, you know I love you so much.
You know I love you so much.
This is more than love.
This is more than love.
You will never be us.
You will never become us. Us,
girl.
Maybe we can be more high yield investment. What's to lose if I'm in love with my best friend? Hurt and pain, we used to throw it in the bag. Christ will take our baggage and throw it in the trash. Let's be more, move into Maryland. Go against the grain to the end, we'll be hand in hand. Family matters, so we can be the Winslows. We can be Chicago, I could be that wind blow. I could be the quarterback, you could be the team. That Brett Favre steals, I will never leave. This a covenant, God will be our covering. Bind us in together, way beyond our government.
Girl, you know I love you so much.
And you know I love you so much.
This is more than love.
This is more than love.
You will never be us.
You will never become us.
Us, girl.
I remember thinking back then, will your boy Flame ever meet him a friend? When they love Jesus and when they hate sin, I was like, nah, that probably ain't God's will for him. So I stopped searching, plus I couldn't find one. I'm in a rough spot, looking for a diamond. I'm cool, God, for you, I'ma go hard. If you're looking for me, see my hand to the plow. But love came second like a nose guard. It made us all something, made a man go wow. Now I'm married to my best friend. Crystal went and put that ring on my left hand.
Yeah. You make a brother wanna sing. Steph, you make a brother wanna sing. We can be more, lady, we can be more. We can be more, lady, we can be more. Yeah. Now look that lady in the eye. Yeah.
That's right, that's the actual Gentleman's remix. And you hear Sho Baraka singing in the background right now. You know, he's singing hard. but it was featuring Trip Lee, JR, Alex Medina, and Flame. They also have a ladies remix, man. Both of them go hard, man. I really think that was a breakthrough song, man, too, man. For all those that don't know. It's cool to make a love song when it's about the right kind of love, you know, and that's really what's up.
Right.
DJ Delight, man, I had a great time with you, man. You have a good time with us, man?
Oh, man, absolutely, bro. Absolutely. We have to do it again next time when old Frog can, you know, actually be there with you.
Hey, man, yeah. We're going to have to get it in. We definitely will have you on the show again, bro. And that's going to be awesome. You know, Frog, he'll be pumped for that. This is what I want to say, man. We know that you're a man that is doing a lot of stuff for the kingdom of God. And right here, right now, what I want you to do is plug, like, everything that you're doing right now. You know what I'm saying? So you got the video show, plugging with the information on how they can send videos and all that. Also, you got the radio show, plus you work for the South, man. Go ahead, plug what you're doing.
Yo, definitely the Third Coast Fire radio show, which you can hear on thesouth.com. You go to the South, just click on the radio portion. You can either listen from the radio player on the site or the new edition of a radio page specifically for Third Coast Fire. So check that out. We feature the top 10 countdown, features the top 10 current releases from the busshop.com.
Yeah.
So that's what we do on the radio side. And also we have the Third Coast Fire video mix show, which airs on the site as well. Go to the South, you can find it there in our Vimeo page and everything. And also airs through the Urban Gospel Television Network, 20 different affiliates.
Wow.
So like I said, we're continually trying to spread that show to get it on other networks. We're working to try to preferably get it on the Word Network. And we just got the information to submit it for the Gospel Music Channel. So Third Coast Fire Video Mix Show. If you want to send me your music, DJDelightAtTheSouth.com. I'm also the another thing I forgot to mention was the Kingdom Affiliates. Kingdom Affiliates record pool, which I run that joint along with my man Joe Lennox. Shout out to Joe Lennox. We run that one of the only urban Christian hip hop, urban gospel websites for a record pool that exists. So you want your music promoted. We got about 80 DJs worldwide that submit to that service. So if you wanna join, just go to the kingdomaffiliates.com. All information is posted there on how to join and become a member. And we do 2 updates of music monthly. And that's pretty much about it. The video tip, send me your video link at thirdhost5@gmail.com. And that's all the things, man, right there, bro. That's what we've been involved in. I'm also getting ready to do some mixtapes for some artists. So you'll be seeing more information about that real soon. Getting ready to work on some of those.
Now, you got to plug a mixtape that you were on recently that I don't know if too many people have heard about it, but it's a fresh mixtape. And that's with the homie Petey, man.
Yeah, man, my dude Petey. Petey from His Swag Productions, the Rhetorical Mixtape. It's a great project, man. Dude Petey went in on it. So, yeah, check that out. We co-hosted that joint, and it was a blessing, man. So, hopefully we'll be doing another one soon. So yeah, check out Petey's project, and that's absolutely free. You should be able to find it on any of the Christian websites. I think the bus shop has it available. So yeah, man, that was definitely a blessing.
Man, that's what's up, man. So DJ Delight is a cat that is busy for the kingdom, man. And really, man, he's just using all his gifts to not only promote Christ, but also promote others that are doing the same thing, man. And that's really what I respect about you, bro. And you've been consistent, man. As you said, six years that you've been doing the show.
Yeah, it's going on 6 years. You're going on 6 years, we've been doing Third Coast 5, man. But all together, I've been doing radio stuff. This is the 10th year, so.
Wow. So, man, congrats on the 10 years, bro. Because this
man,
is only,
I appreciate it, man. Thank you.
Yeah, this is only our second year, and I know that this joint is tough, man. Sometimes you be like, ah, I'm missing the right now. I'm missing the Sunday night football game. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But it's all good, man. And I appreciate you coming on, man. Any last words that you have for the people out there, man?
Man, just stay connected to Christ. I mean, allow Him to be the vocal point for everything you do. And you know, I've been saying this lately, I said this on a Facebook and Twitter post, man. I know it's kind of cliche, but don't forget that Jesus is the reason for the season, not just this season, but every season of your life, man. He is the reason that we were able to do anything we do. So
yeah.
Just keep Him first, and then you know, the word promises that, you know, if He builds the house, those that labor will not labor in vain. So let Him build your spiritual house. Let Him build your the plan that He has for you. Allow Him to be the forefront of it all, man. And you'll never lose. If you don't quit, you win. So keep your hands in His hands, and keep striving to fulfill the plan and purpose of God, which is establishing His kingdom in the earth, man. So I appreciate y'all, man. Don, man, I respect what y'all guys are doing big time, and I only just see bigger and better things coming with what y'all are doing, man. And I'm gonna continually support y'all any way I can. So I'm excited to see the success of y'all show. And just once again, bro, congratulations, and just thanks for allowing your boy to be a part of what you're doing tonight.
Man, I appreciate you, like I said, man, for coming on, man. It's not about us, man. We just try to be a platform to support those that are in the kingdom of God. And, I mean, that's really what's up, man. So, y'all heard DJ Delight on the show. What we're going to do is we're gonna get off the line with DJ Delight. We're going to hop into this song called Get It Done by Soul Water. You know what I'm saying? We're going to get it done for the kingdom, man. And that's really what it's all about. When you yatted a king, man. Hey, DJ Delight, can you tell him that you yatted a king real quick?
Hey, man. Always, at all times, man, I yatted the king, baby.
That's what's up, man. Yeah, yeah. Thanks again, DJ Delight.
Soul Water, get it done. Let's get it.
A piece of inspiration. We get it done. We represent the Holy One.
We get it done and stay ready when the Lord comes.
Cause where I'm from, any day could be your last one.
So get it right, cause this day could be your last one.
From Atlanta, Georgia to California, from every church and every street corner. Now you feel it, don't you? Yeah, let's get it done. Get it done. Okay. See, I've been getting it done since I was knee-high. The Lord been watching over me closely, and I see why. Because I come to realize that I'm here for a reason. I'm testifying this evening, this is my life. So tell me what it look like. Let me know you live right. Tell me if you're going through something. I try to shed light. The Lord can switch it up. I'm living proof that He does. Been thinking about what I was, now just look what I've become. It's just a little piece of heaven, another piece of the street. We mix it with inspiration and some hospitality.
Change your life, a purpose filled with hope and life and possibility. So young and full of potential, you holding all the keys. But you got two different futures you can choose from. Every day is a battle, you win and lose some. But if you keep your mind on things above, then the vision soon will come to you on how to get it done. You got a task you've been given, it's time to get it done. Stop all that fear you've been speaking, it's time to get it done. Get all them doubters out your mind, it's time to get it done. Come on and walk with me, cause I know how to get it done.
We get it done, we represent the Holy One.
We get it done and stay ready when the Lord comes.
Cause where I'm from, any day could be your last one.
So get it right, cause this day could be your last one.
From Atlanta, Georgia to California, from every church and every street corner. You feel it, don't you? Yeah, let's get it done, get it done. Everything He's teaching me how to be. He's giving me what I need. It's a miracle that I used to be so lost. Now I believe. See, He always helps me. So you know that I
get it done.
It's your life. Just hold tight.
Just get it done. I get it done when I'm bullet calling out your name. Cause you're the only one I can turn to for a real change. We get it done from the inspiration the Lord brings. You can get it done just by staying ready for anything.
Now every man,
get it done.
Every woman,
get it done.
Everybody,
get it done.
Hey, it's your boy Q Heen the Redeemed. And when I'm driving, man, through the Bay Bridge out here in the Prey area, you already know when I Jehovah dose my iPod, I'm listening to the Yada the King radio show, man. So that means that 9 times out of 10 times, we're praising the Lord 10 times. Yo, John Christian, Frog, let's do it. Yada the King, man.
Dark like the morning star.
Blowing like a glow stick.
Blowing like a glow stick.
Everywhere we go and everywhere we are.
Blowing like a glow stick.
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 Everywhere we go and everywhere we are.
ghost controls. It boasts of hope, illuminates his life like the bows and strobes. So I go in, glow in, show him grow. Cause of grace when I deserve loathing. Whoa!
Shining in the dark like the morning star.
Glowing like a glow stick. Glowing like a glow stick.
Everywhere we go and everywhere we are.
Glowing like a glow stick. Glowing like a glow stick.
Glowing like a glow stick.
Detroit's very own
Only One Way with their hit leading single
I Get It In.
You gotta get it in like the letter after the M. Get it.
Consecrate, fast break, worship.
Only One Way, breakthrough.
The CD also includes hits like
Ready for Whatever.
Ready. Breakthrough is a powerful CD for today's generation. You can go pick that up on iTunes.
O1WMusic.com.
Breakthrough.
Get yours today.
I would like to invite you to come and join us at New Creation Christian Center, a place where we are being made new by God's Word daily. Visit www.newcreationwa.org with Pastors Harold and Annis Franklin. Are you out of the area? Subscribe to our podcast in iTunes. Simply search New Creation Christian Center. Visit www.newcreationwa.org.
New Creation Christian Center, the path to genuine life, where you can come as you are, but you just can't stay that way.
Yo, that was the homies' First Infantry all the way from Portland, Oregon. Song was called Glow Stick, man, and we shining like a glow stick. Shining like a glow stick. And that's really what it is, man. We're going to get back on this topic, demon possession. I always like to end it kind of in scriptures just so people can see some things that I'm saying, make sure that it's accurate. Because, you know, we got to learn from this. We got to learn. So let's say if you were somebody that has been demon possessed, number one, you can be free in Christ Jesus. And that's really what it's all about. On top of that, you know, that it's something that you can avoid as a Christian, you know, and this is what I want to read. I want to read the story of Job. We talk about the story of Job in chapter 1, verse 12. It said, the Lord said to Satan, very well, then everything he has is in your power, but on the man himself, do not lay a finger. Then Satan went out from the presence of the Lord. Now, this was because the devil came and said, hey, I want to, basically the devil was like, yo, I'm roaming throughout the earth seeking who I may devour and all that. And God said, what about my servant Job? Have you even tried him? Now, it's funny that God allowed him to be tempted and allowed or allowed things to happen in Job's life. But what God said is, this man, he has a connection with me. You can't do anything to this guy. So the devil was able to oppress him with things, all kind of things around him, but he wasn't able to possess him. You know what I'm saying? So when we look at that, when we look at possess, when you possess something, that means you own it. And that's what we got to understand. The only way the devil can own you is if you allow him to own you. But if you have a relationship with Christ, it can stop him from trying to deceive
from trying to take you out, from trying to rip your life apart, man. And that's what we got to remember, is that the devil doesn't have any hold on us except for the hold that we give. As DJ Delight said earlier, some people will say, hey, you know, this and that, or he said, you're going to get what you believe. You know, and it's unfortunate that if you don't believe that you have the power over the devil, you know, you'll be like, oh, man, I'm scared of the devil. You know, we got to understand that we have all authority. The word of God says all authority has been given unto us to trample out scorpions and devils and demons, man. I got another scripture, though, that I want to read. 1 John 1, 5 through 6. And this is talking about with a Christian. We got to understand with a Christian, it is hard for them to be actually possessed unless they're living a lifestyle that is not of Christ. And this is what it says. It says, 1 John 1, 5 through 6. This is the message we have heard from him and declare to you. God is light. In him, there is no darkness at all. It said, in him, there is no darkness at all. If we claim to have fellowship with him and yet walk in the darkness, we lie and do not live out the truth. So what I'm saying is, if you're living and fellowshipping with the darkness, you're not a Christian. You can't continually do these things and be acceptable in Christ. You know, I also had somebody on Twitter hit me up. He said, yeah, of course, somebody can be. One who submits to the ploys of the enemy will be subject to its demise. The adversary believes in Jesus as we do. But being a Christian is more than a title. It's a lifestyle. And that's what we got to understand. And the reason why I was reading it like that, he put some, you know how Twitter is. You can't put full words sometimes if you want to get your point across. But that is something that we have to remember. It's a lifestyle. When you're living a life pleasing Christ, you don't have any more room for the devil to be in your life. Now, that does not mean that the devil can't be around you and tempt you and throw things at you and even try to hinder your walk, because the devil, he's gonna try to enter into your thoughts. There's temptation that we have just by being human beings, but the devil also does some things to try to knock you off course. He said, man, God ain't real. Like, you know, you hear those things as a Christian, and what you have to do is you have to block that stuff. You gotta fight that, because the devil knows if he can get your mind that he has you. Once he has your mind, he could possess you. And that's what we got to remember. Also, the homie Niles in the live stream, he said, I think we just got to remember who we belong to and what he did on and after the cross. That's good, man. If we belong to Christ, we are Christ's. That means Christ possesses us. I just flipped it. When you're saved, you are possessed by God. All right? That means you're going to follow after what he has and what he's done. When you're unsaved, you're going to follow after the unsaved or the devil. There's only two lines, man. I'm one of them cats that believe in black and white. There ain't no gray where you can kind of be with God one day and nah, you have to be fully on going for the kingdom of Christ, man. And also we see Boss Lady, she said, we can't blame everything on the devil either. And that's true. All the stuff that goes on in your life, sometimes it might just be you. Might be Y-O-U, because you are trying to do your own thing and you're trying to do your own, go your own ways. You know what I'm saying? But this is a scripture I want to read too. 1 John 4 through 6. It says, you, dear children, are from God and have overcome them, because the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world. We got to remember that Christ is in us. They are from the world and therefore speak from the viewpoint of the world, and the world listens to them. We are from God, and whoever knows God listens to us. But whoever is not from God does not listen to us. This is how we recognize the spirit of truth and the spirit of falsehood. With that being said, God is in you. You have to know he is with you. He's greater than the things of the world. And if you have been possessed, know that Jesus Christ can set you free, man. That's all I want to say. He can set you free from any kind of possession, oppression. Man, God is a good God. Yo, check it out. We got some new shows, episodes coming up soon. I have this Thursday coming up, Only One Way out of Detroit. I'll catch you soon. It's your boy, Don Christian. Let's get it. Unique. Yeah.
cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabakta, we yada da, we yada da.